Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The 21-year-old accused of killing seven people, wounding dozens of others in a 4th of July parade shooting in Highland Park, Illinois, drove some 2.5 hours to Madison, Wisconsin after the shooting and thought about staging another attack. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes in this from WISN says he's grateful.
Now, we will never know for certain what stopped him, but I am thankful that no innocent lives were taken from our city.
Robert Cremo III is being held without bond. President Biden spoke by phone today with Brittany Griner's wife to assure her that the White House is doing all it can to get Griner released from custody in Russia. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre tells reporters on Air Force One, Biden read the draft of a letter he's sending to Griner.
President Biden shared the letter with her that he is sending back to Brittany after receiving her deeply personal letter on July 4th.
The WNBA star has been in custody in Russia since February after cannabis oil was found in her luggage when she flew into Moscow to join her Russian basketball team. The president traveled to Cleveland today to meet with iron workers and tout the financial rescue of some 200 union business-backed pension plans.
We turn a promise broken into a promise kept. It matters to workers. It matters to their families. It matters to the country.
The plans are now fully funded until at least 2051. The funds come from the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan passed by Congress. Biden noting that some congressional Republicans were sharply critical of the proposal and none voted for it.
Rat holes. Who do they think they are? Who do they think you are, for God's sake? And my predecessor had a chance to act, but he didn't have a commitment to you or the courage to stand up to his own party to get things done, dismissing and ignoring the forgotten people he promised to help.
This is AP News. The United Nations says world hunger rose in 2021 with around 2.3 billion people facing moderate or severe difficulty obtaining enough to eat. The report was from before the Ukraine war, which has sparked increases in the cost of grain, fertilizer, and energy. A Los Angeles jury finds 32-year-old Eric R. Holder Jr. guilty of murder in the shooting death of rapper Nipsey Hussle. Here's AP Music correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
The attorney for Eric R. Holder did not deny that his client was the shooter, but he argued that Holder should be found guilty of the lesser charge of voluntary manslaughter. Jurors found Holder guilty of first-degree murder for killing Hussle after a discussion in which Hussle told Holder about rumors that Holder was a snitch. They knew each other because they had been in the same street gang growing up. The jury also found Holder guilty of 2 counts of attempted voluntary manslaughter for 2 other men hit by gunfire at the scene. Holder had no visible reaction to the verdict.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News. More is being learned about the young man accused of opening fire on a 4th of July parade in Illinois. 21-year-old Robert Cremo III is accused of killing 7 people, wounding dozens of others in an attack on an Independence Day parade in Highland Park, Illinois. State's attorney Eric Reinhart says he's charged with 7 counts of first-degree murder.
A mandatory life sentence should he be convicted, without the possibility of parole.
Investigators say police were called to 2 incidents in 2019 involving Cremo, an apparent suicide attempt, and later in September, threats against family members. Despite all that, in December 2019, with his father as a sponsor, he applied for a state police gun owner's license. Through that, he legally bought 5 firearms, including the one used to fire some 70 rounds into the crowd on Monday. Vice President Kamala Harris tells the National Education Association meeting in Chicago,
"There is no reason that we have weapons of war on the streets of America."
I'm Tim McGuire.
A jury in Los Angeles goes back to work on the Nipsey Hussle murder trial. This case isn't about who did it, but why he did it. Both the prosecution and defense agree that Eric R. Holder Jr. shot the popular rapper to death in 2019. It's the motive, though, that's in dispute. Prosecutors say it was premeditated, that the two men discussed snitching, and then after Holder left, he returned about 10 minutes later, then opened fire. The defense says the chatter about snitching left Holder angry and afraid, so he returned to take out Hustle, shooting two others in the process. The defense points to a kick that Holder delivered to Hustle's head after the shooting, saying that it was a sign that he'd acted in passion and not premeditation. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The family of Demaryius Thomas says the former NFL wide receiver had CTE. I'm Ben Thomas with the latest. Demaryius Thomas died last December at age 33. The cause of death has not yet been identified, but Boston University CTE Center researchers conducted a brain study and diagnosed the four-time Pro Bowler with stage 2 chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's associated with progressive behavior, cognitive, and mood abnormalities. His family says Thomas developed depression, anxiety, panic attacks, and trouble with his memory in the years before his death. Thomas played 10 seasons in the NFL for the Denver Broncos, New York Jets, and Houston Texans, winning a Super Bowl in Denver. CTE is a degenerative brain disease that can only be diagnosed posthumously. It's been found in hundreds of former NFL players, as well as semi-pro and high school soccer players. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Food and Drug Administration has issued an administrative stay on its order for vaping company Juul to stop sales of its electronic cigarettes. In a post on Twitter Tuesday, the FDA said the stay is temporary while it conducts further review, but the order issued last month has not been rescinded. The initial FDA action banning Juul sales was issued June 23rd. One day later, a federal appeals court temporarily blocked the FDA order. To stay on the market, vaping companies must show their e-cigarettes benefit public health, as improving adult users are likely to quit or reduce their smoking, and teens are unlikely to become addicted. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
A defiant British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is battling to stay in power after his government's rocked by the resignation of two top ministers. Johnson's first challenge is getting through the day, where he faces tough questions in the weekly Prime Minister's question session in Parliament and a long-scheduled grilling by a committee. Months of discontent over Johnson's judgment and ethics within the Conservative Party has erupted with the resignations of Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak and Health Secretary Sajid Javid within minutes of each other on Tuesday. Johnson quickly replaced the two ministers, but a string of other resignations show the danger to Johnson is far from over. The EU's chief warns of dangers of a complete cut-off of Russian gas. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen says the 27-nation bloc needs to make emergency plans to prepare for a complete cut-off of Russian gas in the wake of the Kremlin's war in Ukraine. The EU's already imposed sanctions on Russia, including on some energy supplies, and is gearing away from Kremlin-controlled deliveries. But von der Leyen says the bloc needs to be ready for shock disruptions coming from Moscow, and even a complete cut-off of Russian gas supply. Ukraine suffers more casualties as Russian shelling continues. An official says the attacks have killed 5 civilians over the past 24 hours and wounded over 20 more in the eastern Donetsk province, where Russia's stepped up its offensive in recent days. The Donetsk governor had on Tuesday urged the province's more than 350,000 residents to flee, saying that getting people out will help save lives and enable the Ukrainian army better to defend towns. Russian forces also have hit Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, further to the north, with missile strikes overnight. China's started a new round of mass COVID-19 testing. Residents of parts of Shanghai and Beijing have been ordered to undergo further rounds of the testing following the discovery of new cases in the two cities. Restaurants have also been restricted to takeout only in one northern city, an area which endured one of China's most sweeping lockdowns under the hardline zero COVID policy. The gambling hub Macau has shut down one of its most famous hotel casinos after cases were discovered there. The strict measures have been retained despite relatively low numbers of cases. The Secretary General of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries has died. A spokesman for Nigeria's Petroleum Ministry has told the Associated Press Muhammad Bakindo, who was 63, died late Tuesday in Abuja. The reason for his death was not immediately known. Hours before he died, he met with Nigeria's president and had spoken in defense of the energy industry amid increasing climate change pressure. His death has come as a surprise to industry insiders. His second term as head of OPEC was set to end in 3 weeks on July 31. He'd held the post for 6 years since 2016. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.